The Keokuk City Council met for this year on Thursday night and began the meeting by approving a consent agenda that included approving an urban revitalization tax exemption for Benita Scott, announcing the resignation of John Mason from the Architecture Design and Standards Commission, effective immediately, and appointing Mary Watson to the City Planning Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2024. A public hearing was held to amend Title 20, Section 2060-100E that would allow a stretch of Blondeau Street to have residential locations on the ground floor. Currently, there can only be commercial in this area. The plan is supported by both the Keokuk Area Chamber of Commerce and Main Street Keokuk, but was not supported by the Planning and Zoning Commission. City Administrator Cole O'Donnell said their reasoning is that they felt it would take away some of the things that make the area great.
One of the really driving comments was is they feared that we would lose some historical value or ambiance to by doing it.
No vote was taken on the issue, but both property owner Jay Zetterlin and Councilmember Susan Dunnick spoke in favor of the change. Dunnick said that some of the concerns of the commission are really non-issues, and that the age of the buildings make it difficult at times to get work done on the upper levels, so it would make sense to do renovation at the ground floor and allow someone to move in.
The fact of the matter is these buildings are so old and have been in service in so many different ways that, for instance, the building I own, the top floor hasn't been put to any productive occupancy in my lifetime. Okay? I mean, literally in my lifetime. So the floors that are better to begin the renovation on, if you think about this from a practical standpoint, are those lower levels because they have at least had occupancy and they have fewer things that have to be brought up and going.
The council also approved yearly agenda items that included designating the Daily Gate City as a newspaper of general circulation for publication of official notices and designating depositories for city monies and city funds not to exceed the sum of $8 million for a financial institution. A public hearing was set for February 7, 2019, on a proposed amendment to the Twin Rivers Urban Renewal Plan that involves extending the reach of the plan into the Mississippi River to the city limits to make sure the city can use tax increment financing on the barge. This will not affect anything with the general fund, and O'Donnell stresses it would not affect citizens' taxes. Finally, budget workshops were set for January 14th and January 28th at 5:30 p.m. In sports news, the Keokuk wrestling team had three matches on Thursday night against Fairfield, Van Buren, and Illini West. The Chiefs fell to Fairfield 48-30 with the following non-forfeit results. At 120 pounds, Cohen Roach from Fairfield defeated Tress Meredith from Keokuk with a pin in 5 minutes 7 seconds. At 132, Levi Bodywine from Keokuk defeated Gage Van Veen from Fairfield with a pin in 1 minute 39 seconds. 138, Ashton Tibbetts defeated Kale McLaren from Fairfield with a pin in 4 minutes 36 seconds. At 145, Peyton Klein from Fairfield defeated Keokuk's Dakota Haggy with a pin in 1 minute 11 seconds. At 160, Corey Skinner defeated Caleb Heisel from Fairfield with a 7-4 decision. At 170, Fairfield's Carter Spalla defeated Colby Barnes from Keokuk with a fall in 3 minutes 46 seconds. Dylan Jeffers from Keokuk won at 182 over Grady Flynn with a pin in 1 minute 5 seconds. Zach Glasscock from Keokuk defeated Wyatt Baker from Fairfield with a 9-2 decision at 195. And at 285, Aiden Poren from Fairfield defeated Jordan Sawyers from Keokuk with a pin in 133. Hunter Haggy from Keokuk also defeated Tommy Jones from Fairfield with a pin in 1 minute 47 seconds. Against Van Buren, Keokuk lost 54-24 with these finishes. At 138, Brody Cavanis from Van Buren defeated Ashton Tibbetts from Keokuk with a minute and 14-second pin. Quentin Story from Van Buren defeated Dakota Haggy with a 28-second pin at 145. At the 160 weight class, Corey Skinner defeated Preston Buss from Van Buren with a pin in 1 minute 32 seconds. Aiden Franklin won the 170 matchup over Keokuk's Colby Barnes with a 55-second pin. At 182, Dylan Jeffers from Keokuk defeated Caleb Stoltz with a pin in 56 seconds. At 195, Tayton Bartholomew from Van Buren defeated Keokuk's Zach Glasscock with a pin in 56 seconds. And at 285, Brant Tedrow from Van Buren defeated Jordan Sawyers from Keokuk in a minute 05 with a pin. In the other match on Thursday, Keokuk picked up one of their first victories of the season over Illini West with these results in non-forfeit matches. Levi Bodywine defeated Braden McGinty from Illini West with a pin in 51 seconds. Lance Belshaw from Illini West defeated Ashton Tibbetts at the 138 weight class with a 9-0 major decision. Santos Castillo from Illini West defeated Corey Skinner with a pin in 56 seconds and the 160 class. At 170, Colby Barnes from Keokuk defeated Bailey McKenty from Illini West with a pin in 2 minutes 51 seconds. And at 195, Zach Glasscock from Keokuk defeated Brady Johnson from Illini West with a pin in 55 seconds. Both Iowa basketball teams were also in action on Thursday, with the men's team falling to the Purdue Boilermakers by 16 on the road. Junior Tyler Cook led the way with 24 points and 6 rebounds, and Iowa shot well from the field as a team, but committed 14 turnovers, which was double what Purdue produced. Iowa is now 0-3 in Big Ten play. The women's team was able to come up with a win at home with a 77-71 final over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Megan Gustafson posted yet another double-double with 28 points and 17 rebounds, while Hannah Stewart, Tania Davis, and Kathleen Doyle all finished in double figures as well. Doyle also contributed 9 assists. The men's team will return home for a matchup with the Cornhuskers on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., while the women's team will welcome Wisconsin into Carver-Hawkeye Arena on Monday at 7 p.m.